This is a behind-the-scenes look at You Slay Me, the first Ashlyn Gray Guardian book, which was published September 2004. One of the foremost questions I receive about the Dragon books is how the main protagonist's name is pronounced. It's Ashlang, which is a Celtic name. Someone recently asked me why I chose that name for Ashlang, and my answer was simply that it was a name I liked, and I wanted to use it on a heroine it would fit. Someone with spirit and intelligence, yet also someone who was very grounded and down to earth. This series started one day when, out of the blue, I had a mental image of a man who was so sexy it stripped breath from my lungs, an arrogant, domineering man who just so happened to be a dragon rather than a human. I was so intrigued by the idea of an entire society of dragons who lived alongside mortals, it took less than a day for the idea for You Slay Me and the first three books in the Ashlyn Gray series to coalesce. I knew right from the start that Drake was going to be an anti-hero, possessing heroic qualities but not necessarily acting in a heroic manner. I especially did not want him rushing in to save Ashlyn and knew he wouldn't always be acting in her best interests. Once I had those ideas, he wrote himself. Ashlyn, like Drake, was also born pretty much in one fell swoop. I wondered what sort of a woman would most irritate a man like Drake, and instantly Ashlyn came to mind, almost wholly formed. Ashlyn's feelings were based a lot on the feelings I've experienced far too many times in my life, that of being in a situation where everyone else seemed to know the rules but me, of wanting to appear professional and dignified, but usually ending up flat on my face, thankfully more often metaphorically than physically. And most of all, Ashlyn represented my romantic soul, of every woman's need to love and be loved. When I originally conceived of the idea of the Ashlyn books, I intended for them to be thrillers, with a blossoming love story between Drake and Ashlyn that would take several books to describe, rather than be crammed into one book. The publisher and my editor at NAL loved the idea of the books, but really wanted to see them with a more pronounced romantic relationship. In other words, they wanted love scenes. I was hesitant at first with their plan to market the books as romances, since I knew that, although ultimately Drake and Ashlyn would end up together, their path was going to be a rocky one, and more than one book would end with them not together. But there is a reason my publisher is a publisher and I'm just the author. They know the business end of things far better than I can ever hope to, and the books were thankfully an immediate hit with readers despite You Slay Me ending with only the vaguest hint of a happily ever after somewhere down the road. As much as Ashlyn and Drake get comments from readers, I have to say that Jim has just as many fans out there. I get a lot of questions about why I chose Anufi as Jim's physical form. The answer is that it's a bit of an Easter egg. It's a tip of the hat to Christine Feehan, who at the time I was writing You Slay Me, told me about one of her daughters and her Anufis. When I got to the part of the book where Jim first took form, he emerged as Anufi in Christine's honor. His flip attitude is all his own, however. Writing You Slay Me was an absolute delight. Not only did I have a drop-dead sexy man, a heroine who experienced all the trials and tribulations of the modern woman, and a hairy demon who let me run rampant with my warped sense of humor, I was able to expand on my paranormal version of our world, which suddenly had a name, The Other World. World-building has always been a particular thrill to me, and with You Slay Me, I was allowed to not only create a dragon sept, but also a completely different group of people than I had written about before. The Vanadiger, doppelgangers, guardians, and of course, other dragons. Like some readers who were upset with me that Ashlyn and Drake were not together at the end of the book, I was sad to see them parted, but I felt the promise was there of a relationship they could build on. I knew it would take a lot of work on both their parts, but it was clear to me that they were meant to be together. And now, a bit of You Slay Me trivia. When the book was in production, my editor asked me for cover ideas. I had a very strong mental image of what I wanted the covers of the Ashlyn books to look like, and I sent copious notes and other covers as illustrations of just what I thought would be suitable. The art department at NAL produced something totally different from what I imagined. An eye-catching, bright red cover with a sassy blonde in a sexy black dress marching through a cafe door. Although the cover was just about as far from what I had imagined as you could be, I loved everything about it, from the dragon tail to the spiky title font to the blonde heroine. Wait a minute, blonde? A peek at the cover to be sent me running for my book file, where I verified that yes, indeed, Aisling had shoulder-length, curly brown hair. Where did the blonde come from? Consultation with my editor ended up with the decision that the blonde would remain on the cover. The books were too far in production for me to change the description of Aisling to match the cover, so to this day she remains a brunette in the book and a blonde on the cover. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this behind-the-scenes podcast about You Slay Me. If you'd like more information about the Aisling books, the dragons, or the other world, pop over to dragonseps.com. And feel free to drop me a line if you have questions at katie@katiemcallister.com.